are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is a little scary. In the past month, 4.2% of drivers admit to sleeping behind the wheel. These are people that actually admitted it. So imagine how many are actually doing it, not to mention the people that don't know they're doing it. This is a CDC study. A study of U.S. adults in 19 states and the District of Columbia revealed that 4.2% of drivers fell asleep behind the wheel within the previous month before being surveyed. Of course, this shows the dangers of not getting enough sleep as well as operating a vehicle. People who said they snored or slept less than 6 hours a day were more likely to report sleeping while driving. Now, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, said that 2.5% of all fatal motor crashes and 2% of all non-fatal crashes involved drowsy driving. I'm surprised that's small. I would say that'd be more. But the percentage, they say, could be as high as 15 to 33%, since they say data collection is difficult. So the CDC surveyed about 147,000 people over the age of 18 in multiple states. I'm not going to name them all because there were 19. But it did include Nevada, Michigan, Kansas, Delaware, Texas, New York, Wyoming, Connecticut, Minnesota. You know, so they basically got Missouri. They got Midwest, West, and East. And the survey takers were asked whether they had fallen asleep while driving, otherwise known as drowsy driving, in the last 30 days, how often they dozed off during the day, how rested they felt, and just about the regular sleeping habits in general. Men were more likely to sleep while driving than women, 5.3% versus 3.2%. Younger drivers were more likely to doze off than older ones. That's interesting. More than 4.9% of the 18 to 44-year-old age group, compared to if you were 65 and older, 1.7%. Non-Hispanic whites, they say, were less likely to admit to driving while drowsy, 3.2% versus 6.1% of non-Hispanic blacks, 5.9% of Hispanics, and 6% of all other races, ethnicities. They said education level did not have any effect on who was more likely to drive while sleepy. 5.1% of employed people and 6.1% of those who said they were unable to work reported dozing behind the wheel. They said percentages were greater for people who were retired, students, homemakers, and unemployed. Oregon had the lowest rates of drowsy driving at 2.5%. Texas had the highest rate, where 6.1% of drivers admitted dozing. Now, the CDC is recommending at least 7 hours of sleep a day. I recommend eight to nine. But the CDC recommends 7 hours of sleep. Seek treatment for sleep disorders. I agree with that. Don't drink alcohol or other sedative medications before driving. If they start feeling sleepy, drivers should get off the road and rest or switch drivers. You know, I should probably review with you medicines that can cause drowsiness. Let's do that after the hour. You know, like a lot of you are taking Atenolol, which is medicine for high blood pressure. That can make you sleepy. Some of you are taking antidepressants, Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac. That can make you sleepy. Some of you don't realize that. Many of you think the only medicines that make you sleepy are your Benadryl, your Ambien, your Valium, you know, your sedatives. But there's other medication that can actually make you sleepy. I've even seen reports that Atacand, a blood pressure medicine, has made my patients sleepy. Now, they love it. You know, they take their blood pressure medicine at night and go to sleep. But these are things you should be aware of. Of course, I blame, the number one thing I blame for people being sleepy is, number one, not getting enough sleep, and then number two, I blame sleep apnea. If you do go to sleep, but you're not getting a very good deep sleep, then you're going to be very tired the next day. And so being drowsy the next day, after not having a restful sleep, I think can cause narcolepsy. I think it could cause a lot of haphazard type of behaviors, accidents, etc. And so I strongly urge that any of you that are tired should definitely, you know, be evaluated for sleep apnea. All right, so we got a lot to talk about on today's Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. K-A-L-I. One story we started talking about in the last hour was an 18-year-old girl says she is now auctioning off her virginity in an effort to raise money for her mother, who recently suffered a stroke. Now, remember a 20-year-old Brazilian woman auctioned off her virginity 3 months ago for, I believe, a charity, and she made $780,000. Well, now a high school student wants to do the same thing. And because she's 18, I guess she could do it. She announced the auction on YouTube, and she so far received three bids, the highest at $35,000. She told CNN, "I made up my mind right after my 18th birthday. That's when my mother suffered a stroke." The teen says she's tried other methods of employment, such as working as a waitress, but the cost of paying for a caretaker to look after her bedridden mother proved too high for her hourly wages. The stroke unfortunately left her mother unable to feed herself or go to the bathroom alone. The neighbor explained that Miss Bernardo, the high school student's older sister, passed away several years ago, and she never knew her father. So basically, she is the only one there to take care of her mother. Where does she live? Sapiku? S-A-P-E-A-C-U. Sapiku. All right. Sorry, guys. I had to hesitate on that one there. All right. So, of course, the mother said, she'd rather her daughter look for work. She shouldn't prostitute herself. She lives in Brazil, and adult prostitution is illegal. But so I have to also take a step back, I guess. I'm not sure what happened. I think the other lady was able to get away with it because it was in a plane. She was able to give her virginity in a plane, so she was technically over international waters, and so nobody could then prosecute her. I'm wondering if she's going to have to do that. It's sad to see that somebody has to prostitute themselves to take care of a sick mother. I'm not sure what the healthcare scenario is in Brazil. I think it's scary that it has to come to that. But I know a lot of us Americans have been in a kind of a similar situation where there were no more funds. I remember with my grandparents, they exhausted all their caretaker funds with insurance, and we had to take care of them. Luckily, you know, us grandkids did the bulk of the work. But still. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hey guys. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy for sponsoring this segment of the show. I can't thank you all enough for tuning in and being so diligent about it. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show, or Dr. Dahlia. Facebook is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. Wow. Doesn't that blow your mind that you could do things so automatically without putting thought into it? And then when you try to stop yourself, you realize, no. When you think, you mess it up. Just let your body go on autopilot. Now, we were talking about people driving on autopilot as they fall asleep at the wheel. And even though I like to blame people drinking, I like to blame people not sleeping enough, people burning both the candle at both ends, people, having sleep apnea. Some of you have no idea that you could be a victim of behind the wheel sleepiness because you're just taking a regular medication. Now, the most common types of medications that can make you sleepy would be a sleeping aid you took the night before, an antihistamine. We talked about that. We talked about antidepressants, but, you know, many of these medications can have drowsiness as a side effect, and you guys have no idea. Now, thank God for our pharmacists. I love our pharmacists. I can't speak highly enough about them. These pharmacists, they really help us out in terms of notifying you if something does cause drowsiness, puts a sticker on the medication, etc. But sometimes drowsiness could be such a small side effect. All right. I mean, not a very well-known side effect that it won't be put on the bottle. You know, when these drugs are, and I'm going to go through a list of drugs that could cause fatigue. All right. And I'll let you decide what you're going to do if you take any of these medications. But, you know, when they come up with the side effect list of these medications, anything that happened to any of the test subjects while they were taking the medications are put down. So if somebody had a bout of diarrhea and they couldn't prove that that diarrhea wasn't from the drug, it gets put in the PI. Somebody had fatigue, if somebody, and you know, maybe it didn't. Remember, you know, all our chemistries are different. Just because we kind of hand the same medication out to a variety of different people doesn't mean, you know, everybody's going to have the same side effects. Now, yeah, usually things do kind of happen pretty predictably for some people, but I've had people that swear that their medication that should rev them up make them sleepy. For example, I've had people that take Sudafed, which is a decongestant, say it puts me to sleep. If I take a morning, a medicine in the morning that you all tell me to take in the morning because it's supposed to wake you up or it has that effect, it makes me sleepy and I need to take it at night. I believe these patients. They don't have really any reason to lie. All right, so what medications out there actually have a warning, I should say? This comes from MED or MDE India. And they basically have a list of medicines that can cause somnolence or basically drowsiness. I've never used that word in medical school. I used to say somnolence, and I was always corrected. Somnolence. Meaning sleepiness. I'd rather say sleepiness or drowsiness. My lisp isn't that bad today. Okay, so we already know that your Valiums can do it, your Alprazolams, your Diazepams, so your Benzodiazepines, your Clonazepams, Clonopin, we know that. Okay, but what a lot of people don't realize is your acetaminophen. Your Tylenol could do it. Acetaminophen. And acetaminophen with the butalbital and caffeine. Some of you guys take the medicine Furoset. And you take the Furoset for headaches because it has caffeine. Well, apparently it has been linked to drowsiness as well. Now, if you take Tylenol with codeine or Tylenol with hydrocodone or oxycodone, like your Percocet, your Lortab, those make you drowsy. So any of you taking painkillers, it'll make you drowsy. But a lot of you are thinking that you're taking your migraine medicine or your headache medicine that has caffeine that'll keep you awake. No, because the butalbital could also make you sleepy. So just kind of, you know, watch out for that. Does Tylenol itself make you sleepy? It shouldn't. Have I had some patients say it does? Yeah. But something to think about, okay? Some of you take acyclovir and valacyclovir, right? Famvir, Valtrex for herpes, oral herpes, genital herpes, or for shingles. That medicine can cause you to be fatigued. Sometimes anti-flu medicine like amantadine could cause you to be sleepy. Albuterol. Albuterol we take to open up the lungs. And to it actually wakes people up and revs up their heartbeat because it is a sympathetic type of drug which opens up the airways and allows you to breathe more when you're having an asthmatic attack or COPD attack. Believe it or not, it can make you sleepy. Now, could some of these medicines make you sleepy because of the withdrawal? It revs you up, and then when the drug starts to reach its half-life and start to metabolize, break down, you come down off of it. True, it could. But just, you know, if you could figure out the time frame, all the power to you, but be careful. Amlodipine. Amlodipine is a blood pressure medicine better known as Norvasc. Valsartan is a blood pressure medicine in the ARB class. These blood pressure medicines can make you sleepy. Aspirin has been found to make people sleepy. People used to take an aspirin before they went to bed, were able to fall asleep. Headache would go away, made you sleepy. The Z-Pack, the azithromycin. Many of you guys love to pop the Z-Pack when you're sick. that could actually make you sleepy. Now, I'm bringing up medicines that are the non-obvious. You know, like belladonna is in this list. Well, we know that belladonna we use to relax people's stomach. We know it's sedating. So I'm not going to waste your time on things that we know. The atenolol, the chlorothalidone, these medications we use for blood pressure, they can make you sleepy. So I always order the atenolol at night. I love recommending blood pressure medicines at night just because I think a lot of them make you sleepy. And I think a lot of you have blood pressure spikes in your sleep when you have sleep apnea. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So talk to your doctor about that. But if you think you're getting sleepy in the middle of the day and you don't have sleep apnea, again, it could be your medications. Benazepril, a blood pressure medication we use. Benazepril is also in Lotrel, which is connected to amlodipine, one of my favorite blood pressure medications. But between both of those, you could be kind of sleepy. Bromocriptine, we used to use bromocriptine to dry up breast milk. We also use it for endocrine disorders. That can make you tired. Some people are on Buspirone or Buspar, an anti-anxiety medication, make you tired. Calcitriol for your calcium and vitamin D abnormalities. Calcitriol can also make you tired. Captopril, another blood pressure medication. Now, let's hit some antibiotics. Cefaclor, Ceftonir. Some of your cephalosporin medications can also make you tired. So keep in mind, now a lot of our antibiotics will not have, may cause fatigue on them, but apparently some of your cephalosporins can. Your pseudoephedrine, chlorpheniramine, these are medicines that we use for decongestants that can also cause you to be fatigued. Cipro. A lot of you take ciprofloxacin. It's an antibiotic. Ciprofloxacin or Cipro, very effective antibiotic that has been found to also cause fatigue. Also, you got to be careful with these floxacin antibiotics. You're not supposed to use them in children because they could retard some of the growth, affect some of the cartilage in these kids' bones, and also surrounding the bones, also tendon rupture precautions. You got to be very careful if you play tennis or play high impact sports while you're taking the floxacins or the we call them the floxacin group, but ciprofloxacin, levoquin, levofloxacin, Avalox, etc. Use some caution with that. Clonidine, a blood pressure medicine, I like to prescribe at night, but many of you guys take clonidine for blood pressure 3 times a day. That could cause fatigue. Of course, for muscle relaxants, be careful, like your cyclobenzaprine, your Flexeril. You need to be careful with that. Some of you take anti-inflammatories, like your diclofenac. Your anti-inflammatories, that can actually make you tired if you're taking them for pain. Oh, my gosh, there's so many, and we're going to be coming up on break. Phenoprofen, again, another anti-inflammatory. Those of you taking finasteride for your prostate could make you tired. Of course, we talked about the antidepressants like Paxil, Prozac, etc. Glyburide is a diabetic medication that has been linked to drowsiness as well. All right, watch your glyburide. Indomethacin, many of you take for gout, will make you tired. Isotretinoin, some of you use that for acne, can again make you tired. Ivermectin, an antiparasitic, many of you aren't on. Ketoprofen, many of you guys are partaking as anti-inflammatory, make you tired. Lidocaine. Lidocaine can make you tired. Some of these lidocaine patches we use for shingles, again, make you tired. Losartan, another blood pressure medicine that many of you take. The list goes on. Omeprazole for acid production can make you tired. All right, these are things that you may want to second guess driving on. Spironolactone, a diuretic. All right, guys. And then, of course, don't forget your sleeping pills as well. Verapamil is another blood pressure medicine. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Give me the news. I
got a... What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Now, you know, we were just kind of talking about some, you know, kind of odd side effects from medications that included drowsiness that many of us didn't realize. And I apologize if I want to kind of stay on this talk, because there's actually some other weird type of side effects that medications could have that you may not know of. We discussed medications and side effects years ago. Like a flagyl causing black urine, things like that. Actually, no, I think we even talked about this year. It's a subject I like to revisit many times, because some of you, well, like, for example, many of you don't realize that if you take statin medications for cholesterol, like Lipitor, Crestor, etc., that it could be linked with amnesia. All right? It's a little odd that it could, but I've had some of you that'll say, you know, gosh, I've been losing my memory. So I think I, you know, maybe starting to get Alzheimer's, etc. And I can't tell you how much we are stressed in school and taught to always look at the medication list. The problem is sometimes you have these weird esoteric side effects. I mean, if one of you came in and told me, all right, and I had just gotten out of medical school, Dolly, I'm losing my memory, I'd immediately look at your medicine list. I would look to see if you have anything that makes you foggy, you know, like an antidepressant or a sleeping aid or a pain pill. I would forget to look at your Lipitor. Now, of course, having good cholesterol control is crucial to actually prevent multi-infarct dementia and types of dementia that could be related to high cholesterol, etc. So I want you to be in good cholesterol control, but what if you're taking a medication that's causing you to forget things? And so amnesia has been linked to Lipitor. Mirapix that we use for restless leg syndrome, amnesia has been linked as well. This source is coming from Discovery Fit and Health. Allegra, a medication that we use for allergies, has actually been found to cause pain. Some of you that take Allegra can actually be having joint pain. Now, we usually link joint pain or muscle aches or body aches to the statins, the Lipitor, the Crestor, Pravastatin, etc., because the statin medications, remember, they work on your muscle. The muscle produces liver even more than your liver does. So these medications work in the muscle, they work in the liver, etc. So we're kind of used to seeing the statins do that. But Allegra, which is an antihistamine, usually we don't see that with pain. So that's kind of interesting. Now, another weird side effect that we may sometimes see with medications is some vision problems and or even tinnitus. All right. Now, vision problems we have seen with Viagra. Right. Remember, we've heard that some people will have blurred vision. They may have blue vision, difficulty distinguishing between colors blue and green. So that's been pretty well known. Okay. And the reason why Viagra causes that is back in 2005, researchers at the University of Minnesota had found that blood flow was being cut off to the optic nerve called non-arteritic ischemic optic neuropathy. And so, people who took Viagra could actually have a permanent type of eye issue, which is why if any of you take Viagra and are experiencing eye issues, stop it immediately. It's not worth it. Go to the eye doctor and get checked. Okay? Sometimes people who take Vasotec, which is an Allopril, a blood pressure medication, will sometimes notice that they can't smell. Or anosmia, or have difficulty tasting. Sometimes they could also have ringing in the ears. So those of you taking Enalapril or Vasotec, if you're noticing anything kind of weird like that, you should get that checked out. Another thing we talked about earlier in the year and a couple years before is how an antibiotic flagyl could make your urine turn black. It could scare people. Now, I've never had a patient in my office say that happened. But when I took Bactrim, my urine turned dark brown. It was pretty scary. I'm not trying to gross you out. I'm just being honest. Some of these medications do weird things like that. Some of you taking methyldopa that treat high blood pressure in pregnant women, again, urine can turn black. Other antibiotics can do that as well. Some of you have noticed orange urine when you take the Peridium for UTIs. You know, you could take a medication over the counter. It's Peridium, basically, or phenazoperidine. It basically decreases the spasm and some of the pain. So some of you will get red urine. All right. Elavil. Some of you take an antidepressant, Elavil or amitriptyline. Some of you take it for pain. That could actually turn your urine green. So any of you having, green urine, all right, it could be your Elavil or amitriptyline. If you're not taking that, it could be a muscle relaxant like Roboxin. We use Roboxin for muscle aches and spasms. Could turn your urine green. All right, so those, again, just some kind of, weird side effects. Now, hallucinations. Some of you have asked me not to give you malaria prophylaxis drugs when you guys travel because they say, you say it makes you see things. You're right. Larium or mefloquin, which we use for malaria and prophylaxis, can actually give you hallucinations. Also, Mirapex that many of you use for, again, restless leg syndrome can also cause that. Now, some of you are pretty familiar with the strange sleep disorders, right? Ambien, remember, I had to come out with the Ambien CR, the dual-coated, because regular Ambien would kind of cause people to have nightmares, sleepwalk, get in their car and start driving. Lunesta could also do that. Chantix, some of you taking Chantix for smoking cessation could have very, very vivid, weird dreams, night terrors where you wake up screaming. Some of these medications, they can do that. Remember, I mean, you know, never underestimate the power of the pharmaceutical. We've talked about bowel disorders where you poop in your pants and fart. Xenical, which is a medicine for losing weight. It blocks fat absorption. People lose weight on it, but they got a lot of gas. They get a lot of rectal discharge. It's just a weird side effect, but it happens. Now, some of you could also start becoming a little compulsive, start becoming shopaholics, sexaholics, gamblers. Sometimes Mirapex can do that. Mirapex, again, that we use for restless leg syndrome, it increases production of dopamine. You know, we also use it for Parkinson's disease. So sometimes your family member who's been diagnosed with Parkinson's will start to kind of do some compulsive type behavior. It could be a form of dementia, yes, but it could be the medication. Now, another reason why we're a little bit careful with the Lyrium and the Mefloquine that we use for malaria prophylaxis and treatment is there has been some links to paranoia and suicidal ideation. All right? But it's rare. I've never seen it in any of my patients. We've also seen that with Chantix. Again, I've never seen it with somebody taking Chantix for smoking cessation, but you do always want to watch for suicidal ideation. Paxil actually has been known as well. There was a case where people taking Zoloft had been found to be more inclined to suicide. We spent a significant amount of time talking about why. When people are severely depressed and they're taking medications and they start, or if they get treatment, one of the most dangerous times for a person with depression is if they start to improve. When they get that little bit of energy and that motivation as they're coming out of that abyss, as they're coming out, is sometimes the most dangerous, because that's when many of them will commit suicide. Not on the ride down, not when they're stuck at the bottom, but as they're starting to feel a little better. And you'll see them motivated. They'll write letters to their family. They'll start donating a lot of their, you know, kind of precious belongings. You know, brothers and sisters will go, wait a second, you loved your G.I. Joe collection. Why would you be giving that to me? That's a red flag, people. That could be where somebody depressed could be more inclined to commit suicide. Be very, very careful when people start giving away their belongings. All right, guys, so we kind of reviewed a lot of interesting stuff. Of course, last on the list, Accutane for acne could cause birth defects, which is why you have to use two methods of birth control while on it. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Hey, everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Some of you get to listen to me live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Speaker John Boehner appears to have been reelected. The vote is going on right now, but apparently he has topped the 215 number, which was needed, and he has been reelected as Speaker of the House. Some of you will probably listen to this a little bit delayed when you listen to my show, a little bit delayed, but I just have to at least give you that breaking news today. It looks like Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, received a vote. Apparently, you don't have to be a member of the House to be elected Speaker. He received a vote. Representative Paul Labrador, Republican Idaho, has gotten a vote. So I guess, no, nobody voted for me. Pelosi, I believe, is still going to be the, House Minority Leader. I believe, she was voted in as well as, Minority Leader. She, I don't think, was really running unopposed. There was a lot of talk yesterday of John Boehner, being challenged, and him possibly not, you know, being reelected. But from what we understand, he got some pretty decent support and has, just been reelected. I'm just getting sick and tired of people calling the Congress a know-nothing Congress and hearing President Obama say it's Congress's fault for all the spending. I'm just, I'm livid, and I can't really do anything except yell and scream in my studio. So it's going to be very interesting. Of course, more Democrats have had won in this latest election. So the scale has been tipped a little bit more Democrat in the Senate. I believe it's a 45-55. No. Has it? Yeah, a 45-55 in the Senate. And then it was still, even though the House is controlled by the Republicans, more Democrats had won seats. The incoming freshman class, from what I understand, is extremely diversified. A lot of women. I believe there's 6 openly LGBT. Gay or lesbian Congress people, a lot of diversity from what we understand. It's going to be a very, very fascinating next 2 years, especially since we have more fiscal cliff legislation and they have to start attacking spending cuts. From what I understand, John Boehner has said none of this negotiation stuff anymore. He's going to do, I guess, proper protocol or whatever the usual protocol is, where they submit I believe there's like a committee and they submit their bill, then it goes to the Senate, passes, you know, kind of the old school way, and none of these attempts to negotiate. And it'll be kind of interesting. I don't know how successful the House is going to be with trying to cut spending. From what I understand, they've tried to do that multiple times before. And again, I'm just hoping something happens before they start printing money any more than I believe they already have. And we're going to see the value of the dollar completely drop. It sounds like Sandy Hook Elementary students had gone back to school and had done fairly well. From what I understand, what they did was they recreated the Sandy Hook classroom in the middle school that they're going to, I believe, in Monroe, Connecticut, which is about 6 miles away. And from what I understand, they had, when the kids came back, the classrooms that some of these kids were almost identical, right? What they did is they took pictures of the Sandy Hook Elementary classroom, and then they decorated to a T the classroom that these kids were going to be in the middle school. They had dogs there, therapy dogs, in case any of the kids started to get a little antsy. They were able to go up to the guard dogs and hug them. There were counselors on standby, and from what I understand, they did very well. I mean, I think it does help that the school was a different school and the hallway was a different hallway. So I think that was good. And I think they handled this very well in terms of making the rooms as identical as they were. You know, from what I understand, the media was not allowed to be by the school. And because they didn't want the kids coming to school with all the, all the media, circus and getting antsy. Because obviously many of them have been, you know, watching TV, and, you know, this has been a complete nightmare for all these kids that have gone to this school. And so, you know, they wanted to have as much normalcy as possible. And from what I understand, they did a great job. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. It's horrible. Now, they say weightlifting can actually improve men's heart health, especially black men. They say a little weight training could go a long way, especially in black men. They're saying 6 weeks of resistance exercise appears to have a positive impact on the blood levels of key indicators for inflammation. They probably look at like CRP. These markers are known to rise in conjunction with tissue damage, infection, and stress. But after weight training, they said they found these markers drop. Now, the inflammation marker, it looks like they did look at, was C-reactive protein, okay, your CRP. And we have been playing around with the idea of routinely testing people for CRP. Unfortunately, the C-reactive protein screen never really took off because at the same time Obamacare passed, committees were trying to tell us maybe let's cut off or cut back on even EKGs. So as we're seeing people recommend that we screen less, I think we're underutilizing a phenomenal marker. All right. They said the association was observed among black men. It was not found among white exercisers. This caveat tracked an earlier finding by the same research team that showed that while black men who lifted weights experienced a drop in post-injury inflammation CRP, white men did not. So they think that African Americans should be encouraged to do more resistance training as a prevention of heart disease. Now, to me, this doesn't shock me because we seem to, in medicine, treat everybody the same. And our genetics are different. We're built differently. We've known that women have to be treated with different medications than men, blacks different than Hispanics than whites. We have found that certain medications do better. You know, one thing I found is if you give an African American woman a hydrochlorothiazide, a water pill, they'll tend to lose their potassium more. And I urge my students to watch them closely and either add potassium or try to find a medicine different than a diuretic because you could be putting them more at risk. This idea of blanketly giving everybody the same pill, I don't think does anybody any justice. We need to fine-tune treatment to people. Now, many of us don't understand the differences medical-wise in ethnicities. We know globally that we'll see more diabetes in Hispanics and in American Indians. We'll see more heart disease and stroke in blacks. So we see trends, but why? What is it genetically or medically or biologically? Why? So you're going to start to see these studies where they're like, well, look, you know, we had men lift weight. Whites didn't seem to do as well, but black men did, and their CRPs dropped. Great. Go for it. You're not going to hurt anyone's feelings. No one's going to call you racist. We need to start figuring out what to do because I think the idea of giving everybody the same pill and not fine-tuning the treatment to the individual is wrong. I mean, for crying out loud, I had a kidney stone when I was 19. 19-year-old girls don't get kidney stones. Why did I get a kidney stone? Well, we have gout in the family. I probably inherited high uric acid from my grandfather. I never drank any water. I never was thirsty. It was something I used to brag about. I could eat a plum and get all the juices I needed that day from my plum. And of course, you know, drinking tap water in Las Vegas, if at all, I just ended up not flushing out my kidneys and I ended up getting a kidney stone. But, you know, sometimes we all just don't follow the regular mold. And we need to, in medicine, identify people. It's going to be more expensive to do that. But I think it's better than just treating everybody with the same skeleton type plan. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. One more hour. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
I
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.